Good morning, Exville. It's Troy at Sundance Books and Music here with a veritable truckload of great new music that has come out in the past 2 weeks. First up, the new record by My Morning Jacket called Waterfall. Jim James and the gang return with full-length album number 7, and it finds the band kind of returning somewhat to the more primal and earthy sounds of their earlier albums, yet it is also kind of informed by some of the wayward experimentation that you find on Jim James' solo albums and the past couple My Morning Jacket records. Great new record from those guys, My Morning Jacket with Waterfall. Also new at Sundance Books and Music, it's Best Coast with their new album, California Nights. Now, Best Coast is just a duo of singer-songwriter Bethany Cosentino and guitarist multi-instrumentalist Bob Bruno, along with assorted guests helping out on other instruments. And this is a record that's coming out just in time for summer. Best Coast sound is, you know, very informed by the sort of easygoing, sunshiny sound of stuff like the 60s vocal girl groups and the Beach Boys. So this is perfect for your late night sunny soirees. Another big new release at the store is the long-awaited record and highly anticipated Wilder Mind by Mumford & Sons, their third album. Now, Wilder Mind kind of finds Mumford and the gang sort of straining around the edges and trying out new stuff. Now, you know, they are so popular, they could easily make the sound of those first two records over and over again, and people would really dig it, but they're kind of feeling artistically restless, I think. And so for the first time, their potent acoustic root sound is augmented by electric guitars and keyboards and synthesizers. Oh, no. Well, you know they're going to do a good job on this. Come and check out the latest by Mumford & Sons. It's called Wilder Mind. Also have a new album in the store by Shelby Lynn called I Can't Imagine. Now, when her album I Am Shelby Lynn came out in 2000, she set the standard for modern country torch-style singing. She is an Alabama native, but she's been living for the past 16 years in California, and a lot of the song's lyrics on this new album definitely have a California vibe to them. Shelby Lynn's great new album called I Can't Imagine. Also have a new album by Mandolin Orange. They were here in town earlier this year. Their new record is called Such Jubilee. Now, the earlier record that these guys put out, This Side of Jordan, was so popular that the duo of Emily France and Andrew Martin were on the road for months and months. So naturally, the new record is informed by these experiences of being on the road. And if you're a fan of the work of people like Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, you're going to love this new record. It's Mandolin Orange with Such Jubilee. Now, coming up this Sunday, it's Mother's Day, and we got a couple of great selections that are going to make Mom happy. The first one is Jesse Cook with One World. Now, along with people like Otmar Liebert and Rodrigo Gabriela, Jesse Cook is kind of the most successful exponent of what they call the Nuevo Flamenco genre, that nice, very articulate acoustic guitar style that kind of melds classical guitar with a real Spanish vibe. Now, this is his first new album in 3 years, and it's going to delight fans of his sensuous and exotic acoustic guitar artistry. Also for Mom, the latest by Josh Groban with Stages. Josh Groban is such a cutie, and moms love him. This is kind of a conceptual record where he's doing some selections from the world's most beloved musicals, stuff from Carousel, Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, and many more, given very lively interpretations by Groban, and he's got some special guests like Kelly Clarkson and trumpeter Chris Bodie. For these great albums and so much more, come on down and check out our store on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in to The Blurb.